This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world, another time, as Bible's green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And there you have it, RevsReport.com. World Health Organization declares public health emergency over Zika. Brazil authorities force entry to private property to fight it. Outbreak worse than believed, caused by release of genetically modified mosquitoes. Mainstream media is now asking what we first asked last week. Just pointing out that we're driving the news here. Video, Hillary supporters endorse Karl Marx for VP. That's an Infowars.com story. A Mark Dice video. I want to get Mark Dice on. It's been too long, and show the latest highlights of his last 10 videos. What an amazing person. I mean, because he really goes out and talks to these people with a straight face, and they do it. They 9 out of 10 put gun owners in FEMA camps. You know, Karl Marx is a great VP. Communism is wonderful. And then there's another story up on drugs that's so important now, where we have the situation coming out where Microsoft calls Iowa for Hillary before it helps count the vote. Sanders supporters concerned over impartiality. Really think so? And remember, they're going to be counting the Republican vote. This should be the headline. We should do another story. Paul did a great job of this. But we need to have somebody around here, Don Salazar, Kit, or Mikhail, or all our great reporters. So many people I'm forgetting. Do report on Bill Gates and Microsoft do nothing but support Democrats and socialism, okay, and then crony capitalism. And so headline, Democrat-run Microsoft to control Iowa caucus. I mean, there you go. Democrat-leaning Microsoft runs Republican caucus. I mean, it just, no. Are we that stupid? I know we've got two links up on Drudge, and then that third one makes a trifecta. But where's the other one? You told me it was there on the part with Microsoft. Where is that, in the middle column, or is it the left column? Oh, it's the very top. Okay. So the other link's down there. Again, it's teleprompter free news here. Microsoft calls for Hillary before count votes. Can you imagine how much that upsets the globalist that we're actually discussing this and actually looking at this and actually going over this? This must absolutely nauseate them. Okay, I mentioned a comedy piece. We're not making fun of Trump, but he makes fun of himself, you know, that he's orange, and I make fun of myself and call myself Pumpkinhead. We both have big heads. So when I make fun of people in a friendly way, it's just that, it's friendly. But I saw this piece on one of the Democrat Party websites. Watch this British actor hilariously turn Donald Trump into a cockney tough guy. And it's because his cadence is almost like a cockney cadence, but a different inflection. So from a linguist perspective, it's very, very interesting. Let's go ahead and go to this piece.
I think I'll win the Hispanics. I play thousands of Hispanics. They love me, I love them. And I think I'm going to do great with women. And one of the reasons I'm going to do great with women is
that's not it.
I'm not like Hillary Clinton. She's got no strength.
Go ahead and kill it. That's not it. I sent it over Sunday. And that's not a cockney accent.
There are two videos in the article. This is the second video.
All right, here it is. Let's go ahead and play it.
It's sort of interesting. She said, I watched her last night. Donald Trump! Looks like she practices in front of a mirror for 2 hours. Donald Trump said, I think he's dangerous. I'm dangerous. She's the one that caused all this problem. With her stupid policies. You look at what she did with Libya. What she did with Syria.
Well, that's an elitist, pompous British accent. That's not a cockney. Hey, but it didn't matter. That's fun, too. What I promise is, I'm going to find it and going to play it. Because I just say, get me the Donald Trump cockney accent, and they got, I guess there's another one. But I'm going to get it for you, and we're going to play it coming up because it's fine. Hearing an elitist fop
dandy accent is not fun. Of course, I can speak as the British family actually does from Transylvania. The royalty! These people have too much energy. Their carbon footprint. Now summon the royal train and the royal jumbo jet.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who listen, the enunciation of truth.
And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
You now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity.
Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
What difference at this point does it make?
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
The truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You got a business. You didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Remind the world that fairness, justice, and freedom are more than words. They are perspectives.
I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Wonderful crew. They're all so creative, not just intelligent and informed.
I mean, I can't decide who's better at graphics, whether it would be like Darren McBreen or Jakari Jackson or Rob Jacobson, or because they're all good at different things and just really just do a wonderful job. And a bunch of other folks do that around here as well. Buckley does it. Everybody. I mean, there's just such an amazing crew here at InfoWars. I wasn't planning to come in and say how great they are. It's just that the laziness of other radio shows, the laziness of other TV shows. I tune into Fox or CNN, and all they do is talk about the emails all day, never pointing out all our other crimes. But I guess at least they're talking about the fact that the email scandal's going on. But, man, I'll be working out for like an hour in the morning with Fox News on in the background, and it's like, ugh. If they just talk to you like you're 5 years old. And Donald Trump's not viable, only getting 45% of the vote against other Republicans in states. Whenever there's been five, six, seven candidates, nobody's got that. Normally they'd say, oh, that shows he's the leader. If it was a Bush or somebody, but because it's not, they go, oh, that shows that's what he'll get of the conservatives, period. They're going to vote for Democrats instead of Donald Trump. Lying to their viewers. And I'm telling you, Fox News is out to get Donald Trump. And that's all I needed to know, because Fox News at the top, run by Rupert Murdoch, is a Democratic Party filth nest, basically. And that's how they control everybody. Oh, I know Roger Ailes is probably conservative and, you know, helped set up Limbaugh and all that, but if you look at all the rest of Fox's programming, I mean, it is just a basket of anti-family, anti-gun, anti-liberty garbage. And I'm not singling out Fox. There's even worse stuff on Viacom. You know, at least Fox isn't promoting pedophilia, you know, sexualization of children, like Viacom is, in my opinion. But it is crazy. Okay, Richard Reeves will be popping back in with a live feed as Trump takes the stage. If Trump starts, you know, just bringing people up on stage, I have nothing to say. We're going to tune out of it, obviously. And that's a tactic to include the people. I get it. And the general public sees him bringing people up on stage and doing it. That's one of Trump's gimmicks I don't like. Because if I bring somebody up on stage, they got something to say. It's not like just like the State of the Union where Obama just sort of points at this guy and points at that guy, like to associate with each group. Like, you got your attention. Now you got your attention. Now this group gets their attention. How about just get out of my life, government? That's the kind of attention I want. I want to be left alone. I mean, I'd rather live out on a farm or a ranch far, far away from a city. And just only have to be around people I want to associate with. But unfortunately, there's something called globalist-run government that is not getting out of my life and is not leaving me alone. So, we did find the particular Cockney accent video that I was wanting to play of Donald Trump, which is really hilarious, where he talks about, it is Donald Trump's words, it's just they put a voiceover over it. So this is what Trump did say about Sanders and Hillary, and it is true, so here it is.
Look, I was the best thing that ever happened to Bernie Sanders. Because of my attack on Hillary, all of a sudden she went down and Sanders got all the credit for it. This guy, I mean, you know, this guy, Bernie Sanders, give me a break. How does he figure it all this? But he got all the credit. I love it. It's unbelievable. I have to say that once I assume the precision is in the minute. Well, I had to end up because she said false things about me.
So are you wrong?
But I haven't even focused, you know, on a Fox poll and another poll that just came out that I'm beating Hillary. But I'm beating Hillary, I'll beat Hillary. But I haven't even focused on Hillary, I'm beating her. Oh, we haven't even focused on Hillary.
We haven't even focused.
Here's a guy, he's a... Well, they say socialist, but some people would say he's a communist, okay?
Communist, okay.
I shouldn't hit him too hard, though, because if I hit him hard, he'll go down and there'll be more of a
man, I love
Hillary.
Him.
Maybe we want him to fight for a while. So I'll say, isn't he a wonderful guy? Wonderful.
I want to find out who that voice is.
It's interesting, I was thinking. I never thought, when I hit Hillary last week and Bill, but I did the right thing. All of a sudden, they did this, and then they started saying, Bernie Sanders is surging, an amazing thing happened. I'm saying that I did that.
I did.
So now maybe I should hit him. Oh, I could hit him.
See, I like Trump. Let's just say I love Trump.
I could hit him.
And I really love Texas. I'm fascinated. I watch this with my kids like three times this week, and they love it, too. They all love Trump. My kids love Trump before I like Trump. Like, they're the ones that made me six, 7 months ago start paying attention to him.
because, you know, I have so many other serious issues to deal with. The election hadn't heated up yet. I'm like, the guy on Celebrity Apprentice, the guy that owns the hotels and stuff, okay, the Democrat? And then I began to research him, and I'm going to say this, and I mean it. If Donald Trump gets elected president and he starts screwing over the liberty movement, we are going to get him impeached. And it'll be easier than you think. People are going to hate him so much if he betrays us. And that doesn't mean he doesn't have to be perfect. He can play politics, whatever, to get some deals done. But he better move us back in the direction of free market, back in the direction of freedom. You know, if he gives us five freedoms back or helps us get those freedoms back or fights for those and then, you know, does one bad thing, I'm not going to go after him. But if he doesn't move that needle far back towards liberty or die trying politically, I am going to go completely ape. And I know a lot of other people are as well. In fact, that's a big question. We ought to open the phones up. What are you going to do, A, if Hillary gets in and she is going to move against the people? How are you going to feel if you didn't back Trump and that happened? And Ted Cruz is really slick. He's really smart. He's got some problems, though. And the system would rather have him in there than Trump. What does that tell you? And I'm not against Ted Cruz. But I'm not taking phones right now. Paul Watson's actually hosting. I don't know why I said Anthony. I guess I was talking to Anthony about coming on and covering some health news or something. But Paul Watson's coming up in about 45 minutes from now. He'll obviously be covering all this. You know, Steve Watson, his brother, who's real smart and who's worked with us for 13 years, Paul for almost 15. He's got a political science degree, you know, been involved in a lot of stuff over in England. He's a smart cookie, and he likes Rand Paul. And then Paul more and more likes Trumpus, as you can see, because, again, this is how the world works from my perspective. Trump has become the office or the figurehead for populism, not just conservatism or libertarianism, and is a symbol of the revolt now. And so it doesn't matter what that horse does down the road, really. If he screws us over or goes sideways or, you know, something, the work's already done destroying mainstream media, supercharging grassroots, taking debates away from the government-run media, teaching folks we can do our own events, our own spectacles, showing people that we're not dead in the game. The globalists have always just acted like, I am the powerful mighty Oz, and I am unstoppable. You are mere rat droppings. I've been politically involved for 24 years, on air for 21 next month, a month and a half. And all I know is 90% of the time you take the field, you will win against corrupt people and bad people because folks are just looking for something else. And when you get attacked, you think you're getting hurt, and then you're only becoming more powerful. And people get attacked a couple times, like, oh, my gosh, the newspaper attacked me. People, like, people come over and go, man, I saw you were in the local paper and some local hosts were attacking you. How are you handling it, bud? Friends and family over the years. And I go, I didn't read the local paper. I didn't listen to the local radio. I was in 1,000 other papers attacking me this week. You think I care? You know, where they have talk show hosts. It's all because they're jealous and pathetic and scared of the system and want to grovel to it. So all these local hosts just make stuff up about me and lie about me. And one time I was in a restaurant, some of these hosts walked over. So I just swam like 2 miles. I'd taken the day off, and I was in a steakhouse at the bar, drinking a glass of red wine and eating a T-bone at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, about to go, you know, back to the office, take a part of the day off. And one of these hosts waddled over with his wife and began, like, going, oh, man, it must be horrible to be so unliked, to be so – and he was mind-controlling. Like, I would grovel like I was in third grade because the cool kid come over and pee-pee on myself and then, like go cry and slip my wrist at night. And I just sat there and just smiled at the guy. It was hilarious. I mean, but I understand, like, on the general public, I guess that stuff works. You could have 5 billion people, and I could be – my clothes ripped off naked in the middle of a sports stadium with them throwing tomatoes at me and telling me I was the trash of the earth. And if I hadn't done anything wrong, I'd stand there naked, proud of who I am. But I realized that's leadership. And the average person has had it bred out of them or something. They're so scared. They're so scared of everything. And I'm here to tell you, folks, sheep will be ruled. Sheep will be torn apart by wolves. Stop acting like sheep. stop acting like sheep. It's the old sheepdog analogy, and every time I do it now, people think I'm talking about American sniper. No, that's an old military saying, and I guess it's from all over the South and all over everywhere, because I grew up hearing that my whole life from both grandfathers, you name it. We're not wolves. We don't go out and abuse or hurt people. We're not sheep. And when wolves mess with us, we go for their neck, and we're more powerful. And quite frankly, we're more evil than they are. But we have our hearts pointed at God, so our souls are good. But when it comes to evil, you servants of evil have no idea. You don't even get the full picture.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline range camps to you February 6th through 14th. The Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Average weight loss in a study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund. Less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
We are waiting for the Trump event to kick off, and we'll carry parts of it or all of it. He's actually giving a speech, because he does give good speeches and make good points when he's doing it. And we're covering other events as well. We're going to have Richard Reeves out there for New Hampshire, other key battleground states, New York, Florida. He's doing a great job with our camera crew. We're also going to be covering the RNC and DNC. In fact, I need to go ahead and get credentialed for the RNC. I can't stand being at the DNC. I mean, I'm not saying I'm biased towards the Republicans, but I am. I mean, I can't be around a bunch of communists and socialists and scum. I mean, I've gone. I've covered it. They attack me. They call in police reports on me. They harass me. That's a new thing I haven't talked about yet on air is even in Austin, where I've been since high school, where my mother's from, Democrats now see me and they call fake police reports in. The police department's aware of it. They were the ones that told me about it. And if they're doing these dirty tricks here to me, believe me, they're doing it everywhere. This scum is taking the gloves off. That's all I'm saying. And it's a snitch society like the Soviet Union. I'll say it again. Thank God the police are aware of it. It's just these people really are trash. I just cannot impart to you. And when I said a sheepdog is more evil than a wolf, he has a wolf's nature, but a heart to protect the sheep. He loves the sheep. He licks them. He beds down with them. He'll die. A sheepdog will take on 3-4 wolves. And will one sheepdog normally, you know, the proper breed can take out a wolf. I mean, they beat a wolf in a fight, but sometimes there'll be a couple of wolves, only one sheepdog, and it'll get killed, you know, fighting while it protects the sheep. So it knows the tricks of the wolf. It knows the wolf better than the wolf. That's why I just look at these wolves, and I see them and all the things they do, and I know them, but I'm not a wolf. I'm a sheepdog. And I see the public. They don't have to be sheep either. But the biggest problem we face is domestication. We have been brought out of the environment, brought out of the hardship. Adversity makes men. Prosperity makes monsters. Victor Hugo, probably my favorite quote. It's true. And it's not that adversity is good, but that old, is it Army or Marine Corps shirt, pain is weakness leaving the body. I mean, that's really true. And we spoil our kids. We don't want to make them do chores. We don't want to make them work hard on homework. We don't want to let them screw around and watch TV, and then we end up getting spoiled brats. That's the same thing culturally. We've had it so good that we now have gotten conned to the point that somebody like Bernie Sanders can sit up there with classic class warfare and point out Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Walmart that have all worked closely with the Democrat and Republican parties to have select crony operations with the Federal Reserve and with trade with China to set up artificial systems. And then they point at free market and blame that when Bernie Sanders and all of them know how the cow ate the cabbage. And they know that's the globalist corporate robber baron takeover system of our golden goose. And that weasel, these weasels have the nerve to sit there with blood matted on them from all the chickens they've been killing in the hen house, pointing at us, the guard dog, saying we are who ate the chickens. No, the Patriots didn't eat the chickens. The free market didn't eat the chickens. The free market built the chicken coop. The free market built the farm. The free market made it prosperous. And the weasels and the wolves and all the rest of them came in here. I mean, if you can't look at Hillary and know she's a wolf, a stinking, degenerate piece of trash, an arch criminal on so many fronts, then this country deserves to fall. But here's the problem. I have a sick thought where I go, you know what, forget folks. They want to be slaves. They want to be dumb. Half the public are a bunch of idiots, like Mitt Romney basically said properly. Just let them go. Let the country fall. That'll teach them. But there's so many good people in the country of every race, color, and creed who don't deserve it. And that's why God said, it was Sodom and Gomorrah, if you can find 10 good families, I'll spare the city. Couldn't do that. You can find 5 good families, you know, 2 good families, 1 good family. Couldn't do it. But there are a lot of good families in this country. We're going to go to break, come back with the Trump event, a bunch of other science, technology, economic news, news blitz coming up. I haven't gotten to. Stay with us. Take a lot of calls tomorrow, by the way. Also, a lot of big guests coming up this week. Briefly, we have a big special on one of our most popular products. It's $19.95. Normally, it's $16.95. The same bottle of the same dose of melatonin costs the same price on average at the store, same quality. We have L-tryptophan, melatonin, valerian root, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So you're basically getting the equivalent of, what is it, 10 different ingredients, 10 different bottles, all in one big pill. and this will knock you out. Good, restful sleep, not the kind where you run off the road, just naturally you want to go to sleep. And I take two of them sometimes. Usually I take one. And you want 9-10 hours, that's what it gives me. 15% off, 24 hours only. InfoWarsLife.com. We also have the sheepdog cups that are in with a sheepdog chasing a wolf.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Donald Trump's getting ready to speak. I guess it's in Grand Rapids outside Des Moines, Iowa. And our own Richard Reeves is there covering it, and we're connecting via Skype with him right now, coming up here in a few minutes. Here's some of the financial news that we are looking at. J.P. Morgan slashes outlook for stocks, citing Fed's diverging pressures. But then you look at the other news. The government says the economy's getting better. It's wonderful. But then the IMF, the World Bank, the Ex-Im Bank, International Bank of Settlements, the Davos Group, the Royal Bank of Scotland, George Soros, they all say run for the hills. I don't know when this is going to implode mega big, but it's already imploding in a serious way. And let's get one thing straight. Even though this is all artificial, I'm not here cheerleading for some collapse so I can sit here and say I told you so. I'm sitting here just wondering what's going to happen when this stuff goes belly up and the yuppies are out in the streets and don't know how to grow tomatoes. And I've studied the Great Depression in depth. 7 million people, major university studies say, died of malnutrition or associations of starvation over that decade. And people, most people knew how to skin a buck and run a trot line back then. I don't care where. I mean, now I am a blithering idiot compared to the average person in 1929 when it comes to roofing my house, unclogging a drain. I can skin a buck, but I don't do the best job and chop it up absolutely perfectly in 30 minutes like my dad can do or his brother. I mean, it's like watching a machine. I've skinned a 400-pound wild hog. I mean, it's disgusting. The ticks are all over it, and it stinks. And the meat's pretty good. You smoke it. But, you know, I just haven't done it 100 times like my dad. He's like a machine, doesn't mind it, just does it, you know. Me, it's like, oh, I got to do it. Can you? But I'm like a caveman compared to the average person. So I'm a caveman, and I'm a complete wimp compared to the outdoorsman that my ancestors were. And then I just can't imagine what's going to happen. I mean, it is going to be spectacular. You look at Greece, you look at other areas where things have been collapsing. I mean, it's hellish. And the media just kind of keeps it compartmentalized. So I don't know. I'm not trying to fearmonger here. I'm saying globalism is building something financial that will come down, and it will come down in a big way. J.P. Morgan slashes outlook for stocks, citing Fed's diverging pressures. Is growth for U.S. equities in serious jeopardy thanks to the Federal Reserve's interest rates? Question mark. J.P. Morgan Chase says yes. Among Wall Street's largest banks, the firm now has the most bearish position for the S&P 500 index, having previously ended 2015 with an S&P price target of 2,200. Morgan recently cut the number to 2,000, citing poor earnings, and it goes on from there. There's layoffs just everywhere in Austin. This is the boomtown USA, the biggest boomtown in America, other than Atlanta, is right here. Atlanta, Georgia. And guys, don't have a heart attack if a Skype doesn't work and we can't carry the Trump. Just tell him shoot HD of it and put it out after. Because I know you get thousands of people in there and all the bandwidth gets sucked up. Not a bit. I predicted it. Because as more people came in, his quality got worse and worse. It was like crystal clear, and over 30 minutes it faded down to like, you know, just tell him shoot HD and relax. My crew's so good. They have like heart attacks if something doesn't work. It's not in their hands. And the Trump people let us jack into their audio feed and everything. They're very nice, but it's fine. Just shoot HD and then put the whole thing out, Richard. Just tell Richard that. Just abort that. It's not a big deal. It's not a baby. Okay, the Fed is freaking out about financial markets. And then it goes to the Federal Reserve saying they're really worried about stuff collapsing. Why 2016 keeps getting uglier for the U.S. economy? Another article. Puerto Rico proposes debt cut for creditors, slammed by insurer. So now they want to pay their creditors less money, which if you look at all the interest they're paying, it is unreasonable. They should, you know, get that cut. But a deal's a deal, and you signed up to screw the people of Puerto Rico. People say, oh, that's Puerto Rico. 51st Banana Republic. It's easy to shake your finger at areas that have been more impoverished than us that never got out of colonialism, basically. When we go belly up, or you know what up, mammary gland up, it's going to be worse than that, because at least in Puerto Rico, they've been poor for a long time, and they do have gardens outside their houses and chickens and know how to go catch fish, even if the game warden tells them they can't. That's another thing. In the Great Depression, even though my family was upper middle class, almost all the deer and everything were killed, even the possums, the armadillos, because everybody was eating them or they'd starve to death in East Texas. What's going to happen to the game wardens when everything collapses now and they're running around trying to keep folks from hunting to live? Well, you know what's going to happen to them. And I don't want game wardens to get hurt. But once people start starving and the feds want to run around all wild-eyed, it's easy to intimidate some, you know, 200-pound, 250-pound guy in his truck, point a gun at him. You point guns at people that hadn't had a meal in 2 or 3 days, they want to kill you. And they're not going to wait for you to shoot first once stuff unravels. I mean, I look at the feds and some of the local departments that think they're G.I. Joe and that are actually getting off on the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL propaganda who say they want to have a shooting war with the Patriots. That's like saying you want to jump into a pit of rattlesnakes. Yeah, you got a machete. You may kill 100 of them before they bite you 14 times and you die. There's no point. It's dumb. they train people. You know, it's like the popular culture under Sumner Redstone and Viacom and MTV. For 25 years, they said, we're going to pick the punk culture with the jeans hanging down. In prison, that means that you're a punk and a nobody and that, you know, you're used as a sex toy. But so all the young people still, that fad never goes out, black, white, Hispanic, you know, they have their pants hanging down. And that, when the cops see that, that means you're a drug dealer and an ex-con. So you're wearing a uniform that says, slam me up against the wall, get in my face, shake me down because of reasonable suspicion. You see how that works? And I'm not saying you can't have your pants hanging out around your legs. Okay, you can have whatever style you want. I don't care. I wear a sports jacket and wear a stainless steel watch and have short hair because it's easy to comb short hair. And this is how you dress to get left alone, Dumbo. You know, drive a Ford Expedition, wear a sports jacket with a white shirt with silver cufflinks and get ready for everybody to get out of your way. But people don't listen. I mean, imagine these guys that drive a Ferrari want to be messed with or robbed or pulled over. You know, you want to be messed with? Go ahead and get messed with all day. Everything in nature is about coloration. It's like this butterfly looks this way. This snakehead looks this way. Warning you, letting you know, telling you. They train you to dress up in criminal outfits. Might as well wear a little mask on your head or maybe a stockings over your face and then wonder why you get messed with in the system. Conversely, they're training the police that this is the world and you're going to have a coming battle with the gun owners and veterans. That's like the ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center coming down to your police department with a wood chipper. I might do this as a stunt, actually, and go down to the police department and like feed dummies in police uniforms into a wood chipper saying, please don't let them start a civil war with the Patriots because I'm going to throw a patriot in with a Gadsden hat into the wood chipper, and I'm going to throw a cop in. And I'm going to sit there and I'm going to say, see, we start a civil war. Who wins, the globalists? Because we get in the wood chipper. We're dumb enough to climb into a wood chipper. No, 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 no. Do not wear gang outfits, okay, to the young people. Don't use the stupid illegal drugs. Where an informant's probably selling you the drugs who's got a quota of how many young people to put in jail. That part of the system's evil, it's corrupt, we should change it. But it isn't about the cops themselves. Because most of them aren't in the immoral job of actually being part of that. They want to have a civil war in the country, I don't want to. But it just shows how the militias, again, 20-something years ago, it's all been declassified, it's come out in federal court, they would send in federal FBI leaders, former special forces people, and others that were experts at going into indigenous groups and leading them. And they and the government would set up militias and lead them and then have them have racist ideas, have them have anti-police ideas, have them hide out, be all paranoid. Not all the militias. See, the militias are so programmed, they hear this, they think I'm bashing them. No, no, that was because feds were leading you and they told you. When someone comes and says feds will try to infiltrate, that's the fed. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. When someone comes and explains to you that you're being set up and what to look for, that's the good guy. A real militia is a gun club and an American history club where you wear sports jackets and you go and you promote shooting clubs at the YMCA and the Rotary Club and the VFW, and you go and speak at city council about liberty and freedom and lower taxes and lower property taxes and keeping school districts locally controlled. And then, oh, by the way, we've got a citizen shooting group. Yeah, we go out once a month out here to this big landowner's place and we, you know, encourage young people to lay on blankets and, you know, we got barbecue and all those other great with sponsors and local radio stations and we have a political speaker and everybody gets out and shoots and you meet like-minded people. It's a culture. It's a movement. That would have defeated the New World Order. But no, they were worried about the militia movement resurging. So they went and they created their own and they led it spectacularly into a rat hole. Into a hellhole. So I don't sit up here on a high horse and say, oh my gosh, I've got all the answers. But if you look at the way things really work, you know, I've been watching a show from Netflix called Narcos, and it's very historically accurate because I followed what happened with Escobar and the rest of it. it's accurate in the history, not accurate in the DEA or these good guys that raise orphaned babies, and they, oh, they're so nice, and the CIA is there, and the Pentagon, and when I say accurate, I mean the basic stuff of what went on, but not on the ground. If the presidents of Colombia would have come out and said, I'm not for the narco-terrorist, but by the West making drugs illegal in the 1930s, they drove up the price of products that were bought here in Colombia by the Coca-Cola Company and Dr. Pepper of Waco, Texas, since the 1870s, 1880s. And we are going to package the drugs as a state-run project with private contractors, and then we're going to publicly sell it to the next country, and then if the U.S. buys it, that's their issue. We've always sold this. This is what we do, and we're going to make it not illegal, because that cuts out all the drug gangs and Pepe Escobar. And by the way, they knew back then. It had come out in the 60s, the CIA with opium. It had come out the cocaine in the 70s. They knew. But they have it like the good politicians, you know, are against the drug lords, so they work with America to try to stop it. Give me a break. It makes me sick to see El Chapo about to be extradited to the United States. When El Chapo, from his earliest days, was one of the only smart cartel leaders out there who long-term worked with the CIA to take out the other cartels and consolidate it down to only a few cartels that Western banks could work with, because once they only had a few cartels, they could control them and not have any of the money actually go to Mexico or the people. So it's the worst of things. They're going to keep them illegal, and they're going to make sure almost none of the money goes into Mexico or anywhere else, and they're going to make sure it didn't go to the American people. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan have unlimited derivatives, unlimited money. They just want everything. They don't want any resource to be there. They've got the nerve, like total devils, to make it illegal, keep it illegal since the 30s when alcohol prohibition ended, they needed a new racket, and then to make sure none of the money goes to anybody, and then the drug money they get goes directly into a black hole to derivatives and is destroyed. You understand the $2.2 quadrillion plus derivatives is to destroy all wealth and have it all fed at a debt that doesn't exist. To kill American ingenuity that would already have space elevators and huge bases on Mars by now. But no, we're not going to have that. We're going to have thousands of laboratories with human-animal chimeras everywhere. With these people sitting there holding us back, and then they sit there and they point their finger, just like in Scarface when he's in the restaurant, which he lived for like 5 years, Oliver Stone. I'm on a Sun Show Friday, Oliver Stone. But anyways, the point is, where Tony Montana, the fictional character based on a composite of real people, he actually lived in Columbia and Miami for 5 years writing that script. You know, he didn't direct it. He wrote it. He also wrote Conan the Barbarian, but that's a separate issue. And he pointed, he goes, those are the banks. They run all the drugs. They control the whole thing. We're just their front men. They've been doing it for thousands of years. And that's the truth, see? And then he sits there and he's in this big fancy restaurant. He goes, is this it? The money? You got a bag for a belly. You look like a mummy. Your womb's so polluted you can't even give me a baby. See, he'd be happier in a shack in Cuba. Not because a shack in Cuba's good, but because this rich artificial garbage based on fraud is so evil. So he starts cussing and they're all looking, sir, sir, sir. He hands a bunch of money. That's all they wanted. And then he goes, oh, you people that run it all, you want to point your finger and say, look at the bad man. Well, say good night to the bad man. You know how sick I get when I turn on CNN or Fox and they're dripping over, oh, we got the biggest criminal in the world. Oh, he's so rich. El Chapo. Oh, he's so horrible. Oh, he did all these things. Oh, our government's so good getting him. Sean Penn's so bad. Sean Penn literally can hardly tie his shoelaces. Sitting there, pointing their finger at their own asset, who they're dishonorably burning in front of everyone, and the public's so stupid, they stand for it. It'd be like watching John Gotti as the judge and the jury and the executioner over a New York mob case of a street-level thug beating somebody up to collect a bookie's debt. And John Gotti all proud. I am going to punish this horrible maximum criminal. I am such an angel. While he's known to be a criminal. So that's how it works. What those countries should have done was said the United States is run by banks that launder the drug money and run the whole thing. They made it illegal to create the market and to cut us out of our legitimate market, selling opium and cocaine to pharmacies in the United States where citizens could buy it legally. And by the way, abuse was much lower. And so we're going to sell it to the next country, and that's your problem. You're the ones using it. You handle it in your country. But instead, they let the propaganda all over Latin America watching U.S. TV and movies. That's what did it. Not the power, not the military, not the troops. They always invite the vampire in. No, just wanting to be part of America and fly to New York and be in the glitz and be in the glamour and be part of it. Oh, yes, we can fight the drug war, and you wrecked your countries, and 30 years later, they're wrecked forever because you made a deal with the State Department Random 200, which states it wants to wreck your countries and states it wants to destabilize them. And now the globalists have done this to everybody else. And now they've got us, their little piggy, the United States of America, and the little piggy Canada, and the little piggy Germany, and the little piggy France, and the little piggy UK, and the little piggy Greece, and the little piggy Spain. And they got us with a big old knife they're sharpening, and they're putting ropes around our feet with a chain about to haul us up. We can see all the other butchered pigs behind us. Are we going to get our little trotters, little feet out of there?
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I hurt myself today to see that I still feel. I focus on the pain. The only thing that's real. You know, I never liked pain before in my life, but I could tolerate it. And it's weird now that I've gotten older.
To see it first.
Pain doesn't hurt as bad, and sometimes it's kind of interesting.
I focus.
Let's go ahead and turn this up. The only thing that's real.
The only thing that's real.
Here's an example.
The needle.
The body gets desensitized as you get older, preparing you slowly for death.
The old familiar.
Like when you were a kid and you'd get in the ocean all day and it would burn under your arms and between your legs. You know, now I can go swimming for like 2 hours in the ocean when I get a chance to.
I remember.
Scuba diving, whatever the case is, and now it's like the burning of the salt feels good.
What have I?
Not a masochist, become? But I just see my taste change as I get older.
Sweetest friend.
Everyone I know.
Everyone I know goes away.
You can have it all. The empire of dirt.
You could have it.
I will let you in. You know, Donald Trump is quite a paradox because he comes off as a perfect narcissist, egomaniac.
I will let you down.
To challenge a system run by a bunch of psychos. But is he a big enough egomaniac to want to build something great and just get out of humanity's way? The Lord works in mysterious ways. We'll see what happens.
I wear this crown of thorns.
Look at this scientific news, and we've known this forever, and I'm not bashing some people that are on antidepressants. I get that they actually help some people, just like a bottle of Jack Daniels every week, you know, helps some folks. But there are negatives to it, and they don't really tell you that, and they don't tell you that every mass shooter we can think of was on serotonin reuptake inhibitors or antipsychotics, because then they can chemically unbalance the brain. So it is the suicide mass murder pills, as I dub them on Piers Morgan famously, that are really causing the problem, not the guns. It's the crazy people. So I'm not even blaming the suicide mass murder pills, but if, you know, the shoe fits, wear it. I mean, that's a lot more culpable than inanimate guns. It ain't lead poisoning causing the violence. Antidepressants can raise the risk of suicide. Biggest ever review finds. That's a London Telegraph article, and it goes through a huge scientific group of studies. That's something we should do a full report on very, very soon. This is very scary. 42% of Democrats are in favor of socialism and identify themselves, according to MarketWatch, as socialists. I'm sorry. See, people look at the current paradigm, how it's set out, just think that's the way it works. They don't think, hey, what's outside of that? Who, you know, okay, socialism, we all share everything. Who decides how that's redistributed? Why do so many rich people support communism and socialism? Why does socialism always end up leading to fascism or communism? Because wealth redistribution in that paradigm always rots. It always accelerates. It always gets more extreme, not less. And unless a robot was deciding with the surplus who to give it to, here's the kind of socialism I'm for. If you're going to have a state like the 50th state up there, I guess that'd be Hawaii, Alaska, biggest state. If you're going to have giant state government-owned lands, then, yeah, give every part of the citizenship a piece of that money, and they're going to buy goods and services and build a community that way. Okay, I'm for that socialism. If there are cases where it exists like that, but they're few and far between. But you notice you don't ever get direct socialism, folks. And by the way, direct socialism ends up making you domesticated long term, like feeding squirrels in your backyard. Have you ever seen those Japanese monkeys people feed? They're so fat they can hardly walk. You know, I'm saying I'm less against that type of socialism than the others. All right. I'm going to do 5 more minutes, then Paul Joseph Watson is coming up. I want to get into UN sex abuse, sex slavery. That's always coming up. More on the economy, more on everything. Infowars.com. Don't forget, 15% off on our sleep aid knockout for 24 hours, and that's it. InfowarsLife.com. Your purchase makes it all possible. Thank you. And tonight, full coverage
Radio
of the Iowa Caucuses, 7 o'clock Central.